This is a dictation for Robert Hamm, R-O-B-E-R-T-H-A-M-M. Date of birth is 5-18-1983. Date of accident is February 6, 2022. Date of service is 11-15-2022. Robert Hamm is a victim of the automobile accident that occurred on February 6, 2022, where he was a Western driver, and he actually hit another car T-bone fashion on a passenger side of another car. This impact caused him total loss of his car with some mild headache, however, pain in the lower back and the right thumb began. Currently, patient has only issue in the lower back with no radiation of pain or numbness to the legs. No pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back is reported, and there is no numbness or tingling of the fingers. The thumb is also improved quite a bit. His reports is 70% improvement in the lower back pain, and it's only usually 5, sometimes 8, but he's able to carry out his work duties. ADLs are affected 5, especially the work relationship with people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 7, and mood is affected 7, general activity is affected 6. According to the patient, he has received 70 to 80% relief in the symptoms, and is rapidly improving. He attributes a lot of improvement on the injections, epidural injection that he received. In the system review, patient denies any headache, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, none of them. He denies any confusion, disorientation, or any lack of focus, lack of concentration, and no loss of memory. Further, he has no anxiety, depression, panic. The only issue he has is a sleeping difficulty. In the pain and numbness, patient reports there is stiffness of the lower back along with pain in the lower back and sometime in the middle and upper back pain. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues are reported. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine, and respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that there is no improvement in his pain, 70%, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any other issues are reported in the last 30 days. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana to bring some relief, and no other issues are reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 100/88/95, pulse is 85, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will be from previous visit, which is dictated on 1023-015 for data service of October 11, 2022. The patient diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue physical therapy for 2 more weeks, or 2 times a week, especially in the lumbar region and both sacroiliac joint. He's quite satisfied with his physical therapist who is doing ultimate for him, and he feels extremely good. He has also done a series of injections, 7 to the epidural lumbar SI joint was never injected. He also has no issues of the numbness of the fingers anymore. And he'll continue on a light duty job. And he'll provide with naproxen 500 twice a day, Flexeril 10, 3 times a day, melatonin 10 at night. Tylenol with codeine number 3 once a day, PRN dosage 30 tablets after checking for the mats and legs and finding the patient to be fully compliant. Is being ordered. At this time, patient is quite stable. Medications are provided and he will be seen in 30 days' time. MRIs were reviewed in great detail. Patient was informed that he has a facet joint arthropathy of the L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, and also sacroiliac joint inflammation bilaterally. If the lower back pain are not completely gone, he may need to have an injection to the facet joints and possibly medial nerve blocks. Thank you.